I'd like to say if you're a visitor here today, we're glad you're here this morning. I'm glad you've come. Good to see our home folks. And we all need preaching. We all stand even at Calvary. And so this Bible is no respecter of persons. And I don't look and see who walks in to pick out my sermon. I just preach what God gives me, and then you can walk in on it. Amen. In Genesis chapter number 27 now, the Bible said it came to pass that when Isaac was old. Now, a little bit of background. Remember that Abraham brought Isaac up on the mountain. God had told him to bring him, offer him for a sacrifice. Now, Isaac is an old man. He's raised two children that we know the most about, which is Esau, the oldest, and Jacob, the youngest. So the Bible said that Isaac was old and his eyes were dim. And I can tell you right now, you may do pretty good without glasses, but you wait till about 40, and you're going to be going down to Walmart hunting a bargain. Somebody say amen. And them eyes is going to fail you. So that he could not see. Now he called Esau his eldest son. He said to him, my son, he said unto him, behold, here am I. He said, behold, now I'm old and I know not the day of my death. Now therefore take, I pray thee, thy weapons, thy quiver, thy bow, and go out to the field and take me some venison. I like Esau, he is a hunter, amen, and he's a bow hunter. I like people like that. And he said, make me some savory meat, such as I love. Bring it to me that I may eat, that my soul may bless thee before I die. And Rebekah heard when Isaac spake to Esau his son. And Esau went to the field to hunt for venison and to bring it. And Rebekah spake unto Jacob her son, saying, behold, I heard thy father speak unto Esau thy brother, saying, bring me venison. Make me savory meat that I may eat and bless thee before the Lord before my death. Now, my son, obey my voice according to that which I command thee. Now, she's gone to talking to Jacob. And here we find Rebekah, her pet was Jacob. He was a mama's boy. Said, now, therefore, my son, obey my voice. Verse 9, go to the flock, fetch some goats, two kids. And I'll make savory meat for thy father as he loves. Thou shalt bring it to thy father that he may eat and that he may bless thee before his death. And Jacob said to Rebekah his mother, behold, Esau my brother is a hairy man and I'm a smooth man. My father peradventure will feel me and shall seem to him as a deceiver, and I shall bring a curse upon me and not a blessing. And his mother said to him, upon me be thy curse, my son. Only obey my voice and go fetch me them. He went and fetched and brought them to his mother, and his mother made savory meat such as his father loved. And Rebekah took goodly raiments of her eldest son Esau, which were in her house, and put them on Jacob, her younger son. She put the skins of the kids of the goats upon his hands and upon the smooth of his neck. She gave the savory meat and the bread which had prepared to the hand of her son Jacob. He came unto his father Isaac and said, my father, he said, here am I. Who art thou, my son? And Jacob said to his father, I am Esau, thy firstborn. I have done according as thou badest me. Arise, I pray thee, set, eat of my venison, that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac said to his son, how is it thou hast found it so quickly, my son? And he said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me. And Isaac said unto Jacob, come near, I pray thee, that I may feel you, my son, whether thou be my very son Esau or not. And Jacob went near unto Isaac his father, and he felt him, and said, the voice is Jacob's voice, but the hands are the hands of Esau. And he discerned him not, because his hands were hairy as his brother Esau's hands. So he blessed him and he said, art thou my very son Esau? And he said, I am. He said, bring it near to me and I'll eat of my son's venison that my soul may bless thee. He brought it near to him and he did eat and he brought him wine and drink. His father Isaac said unto him, come near now and kiss me, my son. He came near and kissed him and he smelled the smell of his raiment and blessed him and said, see, the smell of my son is as the smell of a field which the Lord hath blessed. Therefore God give of thee dew of heaven, fatness of earth, and plenty of corn and wine. Let people serve you, nations bow to you. Be Lord over thy brethren. Let thy mother's sons bow down to thee. Cursed be everyone that cursed thee, and blessed be he that blesseth thee. And it came to pass, as soon as Isaac had made an end of blessing Jacob was yet scarce gone out from the presence of Isaac, his father, that Esau, his brother, came in from his hunting. He also had savory meat and brought it to his father and said, Father, arise and eat of this venison that thy soul may bless me. And Isaac, his father, said to him, who art thou? He said, I'm thy son, thy firstborn Esau. And Isaac trembled very exceedingly and said, who is he that hath taken venison and brought it me? I've taken of all before thou camest, have blessed him. Yea, and he shall be blessed. And verse 34, and Esau heard the words of his father. He cried with a great and exceeding bitter cry and said to his father, bless me, even me also, O my father. He said, thy brother came with subtlety and hath taken away thy blessing. And he said, is not he rightly named Jacob? For he has supplanted me these two times. He took away my birthright, and behold, now he hath taken away my blessing. He said, hast thou not reserved a blessing for me? Now turn over to the right of your Bible, and you'll find in Genesis 29, for sake of time this morning, in Genesis 28, you'll notice that Jacob met God, and he experienced a ladder. God sent a ladder down, and he said, this is the house of God. There we've seen a representation that when God presented this ladder to Jacob, that he found a way unto heaven. And I'm glad that that ladder reached from heaven to the earth. I'm glad that ladder is a type of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning, that's still reaching mankind from heaven to earth. And so therefore in Genesis 28, Jacob found out who God was. But now in Genesis 29, where I want to preach out of, Jacob finds out who Laban was. He said, now Jacob went on his journey in verse 29. Now remember this, his mama's boy, he had went in and he had tricked Isaac, his daddy, and he had stole the birthright of Esau, his oldest brother. Jacob was a great trickster. Jacob was a subtle one. He was a great deceiver. And we find him now in Genesis 29. Jacob went on his journey and he came into the land of the people of the east. And he looked and behold a well in the field. He looked around and Rachel came with some sheep. Therefore he looks and he finds Rachel. The Bible says this in verse 7, said it was high day. Or in verse 6, he said to them, is he well? And they said, he is well. Behold, Rachel, his daughter, cometh with the sheep. He said, lo, it is yet high day, neither is it time that the cattle should be gathered together. Water ye the sheep and go and feed them. They said, we cannot till all the flocks be gathered together, till they roll the stone from the well's mouth, then we water the sheep. While he yet spake with them, Rachel came with her father's sheep, for she kept them. Came to pass when Jacob saw Rachel, the daughter of Laban, his mother's brother, and the sheep of Laban, his mother's brother, that Jacob went near, rolled the stone from the well's mouth, and watered the flock of Laban, his mother's brother. Jacob kissed Rachel and lifted up his voice and wept. Jacob told Rachel that he was her father's brother, that he was Rebekah's son, and she ran and told her father, Laban. Came to pass when Laban heard the tidings of Jacob, his sister's son, that he ran to meet him and embraced him and kissed him and brought him to his house. And he told Laban all these things. Laban said to him, surely thou art my bone and my flesh. He abode with him the space of a month. So Laban said to Jacob, Because thou art my brother, shouldest thou therefore serve me for naught? Tell me, what shall thy wages be? And Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed. Wasn't too much to look at. She had some imperfections about her. But Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. Laban said, it's better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man abide with me. Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed to him, mark this in your Bible, but a few days for the love he had to her. Jacob said unto Laban, give me my wife, for my days are fulfilled that I may go in unto her. Laban gathered together all the men of the place and made a feast. Came to pass in the evening that he took Leah his daughter and brought her to him, and he went in unto her. Laban gave unto his daughter Leah, Zilpah his maid for a handmaid. Came to pass in verse 25 that in the morning, behold, it was Leah, and he said to Laban, what is this thou hast done unto me? Did not I serve with thee for Rachel? Wherefore hast thou beguiled me? Laban said, it must not be so done in our country to give the younger before the firstborn. Now, verse 25, where I'd like to preach out of just a few minutes this morning, the Bible said that it came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. He said unto me, did not I serve with thee for Rachel? Wherefore hast thou beguiled me? Father, we love you today. Lord, we sure do need your help this morning. I pray you'd touch the Word of God and help us. Lord, I pray that you'd speak to the hearts, Lord, that needs to be spoken to today. Help me now in the preaching. I'll be grateful to honor you, Lord, and realize where my help comes from today. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask you, amen and amen. You'll notice in this text that Jacob thought he was getting Rachel. When the morning came, he looked and it wasn't Rachel, it was Leah. I want to preach just a few minutes this morning on this thought. When life hands you a disappointment. When life hands you a disappointment. A lot of times there's things in life that are presented to us that's a great disappointment. It's not near what we thought that it was. Now here, Jacob had been working 7 years. He had made a deal with Laban. No doubt he had found out that he had working his finger to the bone. And so Laban brought his oldest daughter, Leah, to the party. Covered her up in a big veil. Brought her there in a night session. And Jacob was married to Leah. They went in the tent as husband and wife and consummated that marriage. And the next morning when he awoke, when the light was shining, he said, this ain't what I've been working for. Said, have you ever noticed that going through life, sometimes you're handed a disappointment? A lot of times people think just because that you're one of God's children that there are no disappointments. But I'm going to tell you, there are a lot of disappointments in this life. Oh, I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of disappointments. Matter of fact, I wonder, has anybody ever handed you anything ugly that you didn't want? I mean, something that you wasn't bargaining for, something you done made a deal with, and you said, now listen, this is the agreement, but I've noticed this about life. Life don't make any considerations about agreements. Now you'll notice in this text, when life hands you something disappointing, you'll notice there was certainly a demand in verse 18. Jacob loved Rachel and said, I'll serve you 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter. I've noticed a lot of times we make demands in this life. And if we don't get what we thought we got, we'd get mad on God. And certainly he made a demand. Have you ever made a demand? I want this, I want that. I'm going to tell you one of Jacob's problems was his mama. His mama intervened a lot of times when daddy ought to took over and quit letting her be a mama's boy. Somebody say amen right there. Now back yonder at the camp with Rebecca, certainly there were some things that got all messed up back at daddy's house. She intervened. I bet a lot of times when Isaac went to whip Jacob that she intervened and said, "Oh, don't whip my little boy." And you know what? He turned out to be a brat. It was on the news this morning. It sort of made me sort of half laugh. Said it come up on Fox News that time out is wrong for children. Well, I know that to start with. The Bible said, spare the rod, spoil the child. Amen. I'm going to tell you, God put enough back there for you to discipline it on. And that's what He meant for you to do. Said that taking time out, if you seclude them, it warps their mind. That's what's wrong with the generation now. Amen. Their mind's warped. Amen. But it's really not the generation's fault. It's a mom and daddy's fault that ain't done what God said do with this Bible. Amen. So I think a lot of times this deal that here Jacob had made with Laban, his uncle, he made a deal thinking that he'd always get his way. I want to remind you this, God's never told us it would always go our way. I've noticed serving God that sometimes things just don't go my way. You know, one of the most devastating things in my life ever happened, and many of you have happened, have you ever had something go bad physically? And boy, you took for granted the health of your body, and man, how you enjoyed the times, but all of a sudden you just couldn't do what you used to do no more. Life changes with disappointment. I don't know about you, but there's been times that I thought maybe I would get that job or I'd get that promotion and I didn't get it. And so a lot of times a disappointment come by that way. A lot of times when I was expecting something, it came in a different direction. But I've noticed when it came, it was always for my benefit. Now, I want to ask you something. I wonder what Jacob learned by getting Leah first. I think a lot of times we're so spoiled. We're like Jacob so much. You'll notice there was a demand made. And then in verse 19, it was a deal made. Watch this. Laban said, "It's better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man. Abide with me." You better be careful who you make the deal with. Jacob made a deal with the devil. Amen. Jacob met his match. He done met somebody that wrote the book on tricks. Amen. And therefore we see this thing of the demand. And then there was a deal. But then in verse 20, it was a discovery. All of a sudden, Jacob served 7 years for Rachel. They seemed to him but a few days for the love he had to her. I'd like to put this on the sidebar and get back to it in a minute. But you know what? If we'd really love God, It wouldn't seem near as long to serve Him if we'd fall in love with Him the way Jacob did with her. You know something I notice is when you really love somebody, the miles aren't near as long. But boy, when you don't like what you're doing, the miles get real long. I met my wife in Panama City, Florida. Somebody said, "Well, good things can't happen at the beach." I can tell you one good thing happened at the beach that day. I'm glad God struck me down, the little red-headed girl from Bowden, Georgia. Amen. We live some 230-something miles from Bowden. Boy, I'm going to tell you, time flew when I was coming here, but they got long going back. Is anybody with me this morning? You say, why did the time get short? Because I was in love with Renee Ayers. Amen. I'm going to tell you, my mama let me borrow a car. And honey, I was doing about 80, 85 miles. I had no respect to speed limit or anything. I had the love on my heart, on my mind. If I could just get down to where she was. Amen. She had the most cruel daddy in the world. Made me have her home at 10:30 at night. Amen. Oh, yeah. Made me have her home at 10:30. Doesn't groan. You know what I found out? He is paying the bills, so he made the decisions. That do good to some of y'all. Don't care how old they get. If you're paying the bills, you ought to be able to make the decisions. My goodness, the time would fly because I was in love with my Rachel. And boy, wouldn't it be a blessing if we'd get in love with the Savior again and realize, honey, life may hand you a big disappointment, but I'm glad there's a Rachel coming one morning. I'm glad there's a better day coming. I'm glad one day I seen him by a well. Hallelujah. She walked into his life by the hallelujah. She walked in by the flock, by the well. He had never got his eyes on her. I'm glad I come to an old Bible-believing church one day around the flock of God, the sheep of God's people, and the Rachel of my life walked in by a well. Thank God there's some men stood up, took the top off the well, let the sheep get a good drink of water, and I got me a kiss from Rachel. Hallelujah. I tell you what, do some of y'all good. Get around a well, get the lid off, get you a drink, let Rachel look good, and get you a good kiss for the glory of God. I'm talking about a good Holy Ghost smooch. Amen. A lot of you been kissing on the world way too long. There ain't no kisses like Rachel. Ain't never, nobody never held my hand like Rachel. I thank God for Rachel. I'm glad He is our heavenly Jesus. I'm glad I met Him by a well one day, by a flock of sheep. Got my eyes on Him and I never got the same sense. What are you saying? When life's handing me a disappointment, it didn't matter. I kept looking toward Rachel. I'm glad I'm going. I'm glad nobody's knocked me out of the race. I'm glad I got my eyes on my heavenly Rachel this morning. Whoop, whoop, hallelujah. I was wondering what the Lord had given me. I didn't understand why I had to read all this, but I'm glad I finally seen it. Some of you ain't got it yet. I've never been the same since I've seen my heavenly Rachel. Boy, there's nothing like the kisses of the Holy Ghost. You ought to thank God. Some of you just being introduced to Holy Ghost Church. The problem is in our community, we went through so many routines, so many programs, we forgot there was even any Holy Ghost. Paul went to them boys at Mars Hill. He said, if any of you boys receive the Holy Ghost since you believe, they had to be Baptists. They said, we don't even know whether there be no Holy Ghost. Well, I come to tell you this morning, there is a Holy Ghost. And He lives in my heart. And He stirs in our church. And I'm glad He appointed unto you, Rachel! I'm glad He can give you kisses like this world knows nothing about this morning. He got His eyes on Rachel. You see, not only was there a deal. And not only was there a disappointment, but there was a great demonstration. He kept working. He wasn't walking around singing, somebody done me wrong song. I get so tired of hearing somebody say, I was abused when I was little. You ought to have been raised where I was raised. You don't know what abuse is. Amen. You say, what are you talking about? Yeah, they made us work when we was a boy. And if you didn't get your chores, you got your hind end tanned. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. I had a daddy that would take time out all right. He'd take time out to tear the back porch down with you. He didn't care if you was in Walmart or the Kroger. When he said, come here, you better know who your name was and get over there. I hear so much about, I tell you why I'm all messed up, because of my childhood. Let me tell you, we've all had disappointments in our childhood. We've all had some things happen in our childhood. But aren't you glad there's a God in heaven that'll let you get over what happened one day? A lot of you stuck down with what's happened to you. You got to get up and get out of that. Let me tell you, bad things happen to good people. Amen. I'm going to tell you, disappointments happen there. You ask anybody in the church, you ask the older saints of God, they can tell you they've had disappointments. But I'm glad disappointment ain't got us pinned down. There's been times in my life, in my wife's life, at our home, we've been disappointed. Has anybody ever had disappointments come to where you live? But I sure am glad there's a heavenly Rachel. Lets me get my eyes above my disappointments and keep a going toward Him. You see, there's a demonstration. He's not walking around singing somebody done me wrong song. I get so tired of folks giving an excuse about justifying their sin. Ain't it amazing how we try to justify what we're doing? Well, I had a hard time. I was caught in a weak moment. I understand all that, but it don't change the principles of this Bible. Living right, still living right. Doing wrong is still wrong. Amen. It goes from the preacher. It goes to the deacon. It goes to the Sunday school teacher. It goes to the Volkswagen. Goes to the Cadillac in the parking lot, honey. This Bible's no respecter of person. And when life hands you a disappointment, what you gonna do with it? I like what Jacob done. I love people just don't lay down when they get shot. I won't say this, church. Anybody can go home. Anybody can throw the towel in. I hear young people say, well, I'm not going to that church no more. I've got offended. Well, why you keep going down Walmart? You go down there, they steal your parking spot. You come down here, you ain't even got a place to park. You just ought to be glad you got to turn in this morning. Amen? I mean, my goodness, it's amazing what it takes people to be happy in this day and this hour. But let me tell you, just because you love God, just because you was born in the right family, don't mean that you're immune to disappointments. I'm glad there's a God gets in disappointments with us. Boy, how we love to justify what we're doing because of disappointments. Well, he done me wrong. I understand that. Well, she done me wrong. Well, that don't mean you got to live in disappointment. Now, I want to show you what this Bible says that we forget a lot of times. Not only is there a demand and a deal and a discovery, but there was a disappointment. But then I want you to look, there was a distinction. Now, the reason that I read unto you Genesis chapter number 27, I wanted you to understand what he had done back yonder that didn't get it took care of. I want to say, first of all, this morning, I believe I've got a Bible to say this. When God has forgiven you, it's under the blood. I'm glad what God does, he does forever. But hear me and hear me well. Whatever we do in this life, we may have to pay for it. You see, Jacob's done tricked somebody. And all of a sudden, there's a great distinction come about. Now somebody else is going to tricking him. His chickens just come home to roost. Be sure. You know what scares me about sin? No, I tell you, several things scare me about sin. But number one, when you start playing with sin, it won't be long. Sin will start playing you. You ever notice that? You just go to drinking one, for long it'll be another, and for long it's more than you ever bargained for. You go to smoking one or taking one, before long it's more than you ever bargained for. You say, well, I'm just going to slip around on my marriage one time. No, it will become a lifestyle. That's why it's leaning. You better get you some preaching and stand it back up. Amen. Sin's no respecter of person. Now watch this great distinction. The Bible said in Galatians chapter number 6, Galatians 6, verse number 7. Galatians 6, verse number 7. Be not deceived. God's not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap life everlasting. You know, isn't it bad when you see people that's lived a lifestyle of sin and how sin ages people? Boy, how sin pulls people down. And now we find within this disappointment with Jacob, really the only thing's happening is he's getting some of his own medicine. Boy, isn't it amazing? Isn't it a great wake-up call when the light comes on and say, well, I'm getting what I've been giving out. And so certainly in this story, there's three things, and I'll be done. You'll notice this disappointed wage. a disappointed wage. He didn't get what he thought he was getting. It's going to be a bad day when people come to the realization one day when God shines a light on it that they've not got what they've been working for. You cannot work your way into heaven. You must be born into heaven. You must be born again by the grace of God. There's a lot of people saying, well, I'm going to do good. I'm going to belong to a church. I'm going to pay my tithe. But I've never been saved. And when God shines a light on it one morning, you're going to find out you've not got what you've been working for. I'm glad we're saved by grace through faith this morning. And I'm going to tell you, I'm glad God still saves those sinners. And then there's a disappointed wage. Number two, there was a distinctive warning. Look, if you would, back over in that text in verse 25 of Genesis 29. Came to pass that in the morning, behold, it was Leah. And he said to Laban, what is this thou hast done unto me? Did not I serve with thee for Rachel? Wherefore then hast thou beguiled me? A distinctive warning. You reap what you sow. Mom and Daddy, listen. You just hit miss church. You can't get life together. Hello. Hello. It's hard enough keeping things together, living for God, being dedicated to His house. You know something? Looks like a light would come on sometime. You get what you sow. Yesterday I planted two deer fields. You know what I planted? Planted winter peas, rye, oats. You know what I'm expecting to come up? Winter peas, rye, and oats. I didn't sow watermelons yesterday. Shake your little Baptist head up and down. Jacob is only getting what he's been sowing. So this is something in our life. Now, things is going to happen to us. But my daddy had a saying about Johnny. He'd say, I be Johnny. He said, but I be Johnny. It ain't got to come because I brought it to me. Amen. Amen. Oh my, this morning. I'm going to tell you, there is a distinctive warning. He said, Laban, you beguiled me. And then there's a demonstrative witness. What happens now in closing? What happens, folks, when life hands you a disappointment? What did Jacob do? What did Jacob do? I think, first of all, in verse number 28, the Bible teaches us that he had acceptance. Jacob did so and fulfilled her week. Now, as soon as he received Leah, he said, okay, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give you Rachel on credit. Reminds me of something else in the Bible. He said, but you're going to have to work 7 more years, but I'm going to go and give her to you. And so what did Jacob do? He didn't run out of town on him. He accepted the truth. Number two, not only did he have acceptance, look at his attitude. He kept the right attitude. Sometimes we ought to say instead of, oh God, we ought to say, oh me. Oh me. Lord, help me not to bring this on me. And then his actions. He went to work. Did you notice, you don't have to turn there, but in Galatians 6 where I read, Miss Julie, I want you to get ready to come sing a song for me this morning. But verse number 9, he said this, let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Now, just because life hands you a disappointment don't mean you throw your hands down. It means that you get determination in your heart. Say, you know what? I'm going to serve God because I love her. I want Rachel. Let me tell you, our heavenly Rachel this morning, he's sitting on the right-hand side of the Father, and he's soon to come back for his children. Now, I'm going to tell you something. When he married Rachel, a week later, when Laban handed him to him, he said, but now you're going to have to serve me 7 more years. He went ahead and let that marriage take place. You know, the whole time that he is working that other 7 years, you know why he was happy? Because he had Rachel. You know, if it could just get through your minds this morning, if we've got the Lord, we've got everything. If we've got our heavenly Rachel, we have got it. I've noticed this, that Rachel helps me get over my hurts. Doesn't matter what anybody's done to me, long as I've got Him, I get over what's happened to me. You know, there was something devastating happened to us, and I won't go into detail, Miss Julie, you come, a few years ago, and it was a great disappointment in my life. And I'll be honest with you, I went through all of emotions. I got mad. I imagine Jacob got mad. I guess he looked around and he got to thinking, well, I probably got what I deserved. He got the right attitude. He got his head screwed on right. Amen. And it does matter what kind of a mindset and heart set we've got. He just kept serving. He just kept doing what was right to do. And you know what? He got Rachel. I want to ask you something this morning. Has life handed you a disappointment? Has it? Miss Jennifer, you come.